Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. That was Del Delker. And keep on the sunny side of life. Think about those poor Americans down in Florida, our fellow Americans who have had their world turned upside down there. I have a brother in Fort Myers, a dear brother in Christ who is more of my brother than my own blood brothers. And his world has been turned upside down. Homes destroyed, homes flooded, businesses destroyed. You know, it's bad enough we have this horrific inflation, people filing for bankruptcies because their medical bills are just astronomical. I don't know if you know this, but in America, any American could at any time file for bankruptcy. Why, you say? Well, because health care costs, especially for the elderly. If you have a 401k and you have $250,000 in a 401k, well, guess what will eat that up? Nursing home care. A nursing home care in 2 years will eat up what you have in your 401k. And then after that, people file for bankruptcy. So we live in a topsy-turvy world where natural disasters and wars like in Ukraine and Russia, we haven't forgotten about Ukraine and Russia, daily living, accidents, unexpected events in life, all these things clouds over us as we weather the storms of life. But this is why we have an advantage. We have Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you have him, you have the, you have to keep on the sunny side of life. Amen, amen, amen. And the only way you can stay on the sunny side of life is if you have the Son of God in your corner. Jesus in our corner. We're always going to win if Jesus is in our corner. Heavenly Father, we lift up a prayer for our fellow Americans down there in Florida who, Lord, wake up this morning and see the devastation everywhere. Everywhere there's devastation. Everywhere there's loss of property. Everywhere. Those poor people have lost assets, their homes, their livelihoods. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen them, encourage them, that this coming Sunday, whatever churches remain standing will be filled with people seeking God. That you may use this situation to draw people to Christ, people who have lost all hope. We continue to pray for the Ukraine, for the ceasing of that war in the Ukraine, as we prayed during the Tuesday night prayer. We bring the prayer up again, Lord. Bring an end to that war. Bring an end to the bloodshed. Bring an end to the horrific killing, the senseless killing, O Lord. We pray for our church, Grace Church. We pray for all those. We pray for Benjamin, who was in that motorcycle accident, who still needs to be watched and monitored. We thank you, Lord, that it could have been worse, but you stepped in. And now, Lord, we pray for his full recovery. We pray for our beloved Caroline and her daughter Amy, who also were in a car accident. We pray for Abigail and the baby. Lord, there's so many people that we're praying for. We're praying for Bob Borsch, who still doesn't feel 100%. We pray for our dear brother George Lynch, who is losing his eyesight, whose eyesight is going from bad to worse. Father God, we pray that you would step in. We pray for Pastor Harry. And we pray for Debbie. And we pray for all in need. This we ask, this we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Quiet.
We are looking at Romans chapter 16. Today is Friday, September 30th. Tomorrow will be the 1st. We're looking at this dear sister Phoebe, who is a model Christian, a model follower of Christ, a model servant in the church of the Lord. After having given to us Phoebe's spiritual profile, the Apostle Paul moves on to give us practical instructions concerning the Church of Rome's dealings with this wonderful sister. Remember, we are looking at Romans 16. Romans 16 is part of the practical part of the epistle. From Romans 1 through 11, it's the doctrinal. From Romans 12 to 16, it's the practical. So Paul now gives practical instructions. After giving her an introduction, he now says in verse 2 that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatever business she have need of you, that you assist her and you receive her. The two words that I have highlighted in the text that really stand out to me are receive and assist. The two words are extremely visual. The Greek language is a pictorial language. All you have to do is look at the word, and already in your mind you have a picture of what the word means. The word receive in English is made up of two Greek words, and the first part of the word receive in Greek means to come to, pros. P-R-O-S means to come to. It's like if you were to say to me, or if I was to say to you, come to 4 Lamberson Street where I live. Well, you would get in your car and you would drive to 4 Lamberson. That would be pros. You are moving from where you are to where I am. That's the word pros. It means you move in such a way that you start at where you are, down in St. Johnsville, and you drive up all the way to Dodgeville, right there to 4 Lambersons. That's put off. So Paul says when Phoebe comes to Rome, you move. The word to receive means move in her direction. In other words, as soon as her ship lands at the seaport, to be there to do what? To receive her. It's like when somebody says, hey, I'm flying into Albany International. Can you come pick me up? Well, I leave my house in Dodgeville, and I race to Albany International Airport. That's the word pros. I'm moving from where I am to where the plane is about to land. So Paul says, listen, when her ship is about to come in, when her ship is scheduled to come in, hold on 1 minute, saints.
Benji, cut it out. I'm teaching a class. Behave yourself. Sit down. Sit.
I have Benjamin babysitting duties today, so. Again, someone calls me and says, I'm coming into Albany International. Can you pick me up? Well, I leave Fort Lamberson, and I make my way there. I move from where I am to where they are coming. And that's part of the word receive. That's the first part of the word, pros. But then the second part of the word means to host. You see, the idea of the word receive in English is just don't go to the airport and pick them up. Then you are to bring them back with you, and you are to entertain them, host them, shelter them, take her around, entertain her. You see, you go to get somebody, but then you make them part of your family. You do for them as you would do for any one of your family members. That's what the word receive means. It means to give them full treatment. That's what it means. So receive her in the Lord is go pick her up at the seaport and then bring her back home, host her, feed her, entertain her, show her the sights. Don't let her walk around town by herself. Be her guide. Be her host. So that's what it means to receive. Go pick the person up and then make them part of your family. Now, there were a lot of families in the Church of Rome. So the word implies, the word receive means that each family had to take turns in hosting Phoebe, feeding Phoebe, entertaining Phoebe, taking her around, showing her the sights. Because let me read to you verse 2 again, that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints. It wasn't left to one family in the Church of Rome to do this. All families had to participate in taking care of this sister. Why? Because that's what saints do. That's what the people of God do. The same way God fully takes care of us, we are to fully take care of one another. That's what makes the church the church. That's what makes the church special. That we give one another special treatment because that's how the Lord treats us. So you are to receive her with open arms. You're to go pick her up. You're to bring her home. You're to feed her and give her shelter and host her and protect her in this city that she's never been to. In this city to whom she is a stranger and a foreigner. And then Paul goes on to say, not only receive her, but also assist her. To assist, again, two Greek words in one. Two Greek words to form one. The first is para, which means near. And the second word is to stand. So you're standing near. So Paul says, listen, not only receive her, not only go to her, but as long as she's there, stand with her in whatever she needs to have taken care of. Now, I'll explain this way. One time, I received someone from another country. I received a friend of mine from England. He did not know his way around New York City. And he had a death in the family. Had a death in the family, a horrible death. It was a murder. One of his family members was murdered. And he was coming to New York City to take care of the need. So I assisted him. I'll explain. He was at a hotel, and that was his preference. He wanted to stay at a hotel. So I went every day. The first day I went, he had to first go identify the body. So I had to take him to the morgue in Manhattan where he could identify the body. So I assisted him because he didn't know his way around New York City. I assisted him, and I took him down to the morgue. After I took him to the morgue, the next day we went to go see an undertaker, or we went to a funeral parlor so that the morgue could send the body to a funeral parlor or an undertaker to be prepared for burial. So I had to stand with him on that. I had to assist him on that because, again, he went through the phone book. In those days, it was a phone book, and he made certain calls. He just didn't know how to get there, and so I was waiting for him. The first day, I was waiting for him down in the hotel lobby, and, again, the word para means to draw near, to come alongside. I was waiting for him at the lobby, and then I stood with him at the morgue. The next day, I stood with him. I did the same thing as I did the day before. I was downstairs in the hotel lobby, and then I assisted him when we went to go see the undertaker or the funeral parlor. Then the next day, I was with him to go to the cemetery so we can make the arrangements so that the plot could be selected and the hole dug. And then finally, we made a choice. The next day, I made a choice with him as to what church could possibly hold a family funeral. So notice, morgue one day, undertaker the next day the cemetery, and the following day the church. I assisted this person four different ways. That's what Paul means concerning not only receive someone at the airport, not only go to JFK International Airport and pick this brother up, but in whatever business he may have, for whatever reason he is in the city, you assist him each and every step of the way. Don't let this person try to figure it out on their own when you can assist them, when you can stand with them, ride the train with them, know what stop to get off on, know what building to go to. You see, that's what it means to assist. In other words, to hold the person's hand. The person doesn't know. They're in a foreign city. That's what it means to receive. It means to host them, to take them around, to entertain them, and then it's more than just receiving with open arms and open heart. It's to assist. It's to really help them, again, to give them the full treatment, the full treatment. So this is what Paul recommends to us in 2022 as becometh saints. No saint from another city attending our city should be what? Left to fend for themselves. That is not Christ-like. To be Christ-like is to receive and to assist. To do for them as Christ has done for us. And I hope and pray that as we grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would raise our standards, that we would actually be the church that the Lord would have us to be. And listen, we're not talking about spending money. Listen, being the church that the Lord wants us to be is not like the federal government. The federal government throws money at everything and solves nothing. To be the church that the Lord wants us to be is not, the solution is not money. The solution is love. It will only cost you love to receive someone. It will only cost you love to assist them. In this, the world will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. My brothers and sisters, the currency of Grace Church is love. We're going to build the church on the Word of God and love. The word of God, which is doctrinal, and love, which is practical. We're going to leave it there. I'm so excited I can start preaching right now, but we're going to leave it there because we have a lesson for tomorrow, and Benjamin is acting up and making a lot of noise, and I'll be back tomorrow, but let me leave you with Del Delker and this wonderful song entitled Moment by Moment.